This is the centennial year of the MU School of Music, and throughout the year, we are airing centennial special interviews on this program, including What's Up Next. I recently visited with Providence, Rhode Island native Ray Herbert. He graduated with a bachelor's from Eastman School of Music back in 1962, stayed on to earn his master's in 1964, and then in 1967, he got a call from Old Mizzou.
The chair of the piano faculty at that time was Professor Richard Morris, contacted me by telephone and asked me to come down for a personal interview for an opening in piano at the University of Missouri Columbia.
Why do you think Professor Morris called you?
Oh, well, I received word that there was an opening there, and I was interested in it because the opening defined not only teaching opportunities, but was performance-oriented, a representative of the university affiliation, and arranged concerts, recitals for faculty members to go out and perform throughout the state. And I found this very attractive because it satisfied my quest to do performance. And also, I recognized it as a potential recruitment venue for hopefully attracting really good students to the school. So it was the combination of that type of program that said this is the type of position that I would like to go forward and seek. Well, I enjoyed all my faculty colleagues, and I found that the students had a very strong work ethic, the vast majority of students. Those that were majoring in music were very diligent were really interested in developing their skills because they knew that they were heading for a career in music, whether their emphasis was in music education or in performance. They were some really fine pianists I had the privilege of working with, and as almost too many to mention individually, but I certainly enjoyed my whole life is centered around my family and my extended family, which were my students.
Now, you left the School of Music 16 years ago, retired after the 2000-2001 school year. How have you been spending your time since?
Many of my colleagues have told me that they said, Raymond, probably what's going to happen with you is you're going to have one hand on the keyboard and you're going to have one foot on a banana peel and the other foot on the grave, and you'll just go off the planet teaching. So I have that image in my mind. I love it. It's my life. My students are the extended family, and basically I've been teaching probably in the vicinity of 20 to 30 hours a week since that time, basically involved with really talented students, the major difference being they're not exclusively of college age. I've really enjoyed a renaissance, so to speak, of teaching with students as young as 5, 6, 7 years of age, which is what I did as a graduate teaching assistant in the preparatory department at Eastman School of Music in my master's degree program there. That was my responsibility to do that type of teaching in the preparatory department of that school. And so in a sense, I've come full circle with that by working with young students and seeing them go through middle school and high school and then preparing them for a college entrance.
And you currently live in San Francisco Bay Area. Is that where you've been generally since you retired?
Exactly, yes. I've been in the north of the San Francisco, city of San Francisco itself, but close enough so that I'm able to go in to see the San Francisco Symphony often, where my son was, David, was principal timpanist there at that symphony orchestra for a number of years until he got a position with the Chicago Symphony, and that's where he is now.
Speaking from his home near San Francisco, that was Professor Ray Herbert. He retired as a professor of piano from the MU School of Music in 2001 after 34 years here at the university. Professor Herbert, it's been great to have the conversation today. Thanks for making the time.
Thank you so much.
That was a Centennial special interview here on Mizzou Music. From his home near San Francisco, that was retired professor of piano here in the MU School of Music, Ray Herbert.